Many questions abound about what the resurrection is like. And I don't mean Christ's resurrection, I mean ours. Did you remember that we believe not just in the resurrection of Jesus, but in our own? That's what we pray in the Creed every Sunday. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. But if we want to know what that will be like, there's really one sure place to look, and that is the resurrection of Christ. When he rose from the dead, he had the same body, but it was now a body in perfect glory. But there's one problem with that, a problem that comes front and center today. If Christ's body was in perfect glory, then why did he still have his wounds after he rose from the dead? And we know that he had them because in the gospel, he just invited Thomas to touch them, to touch his hands, to touch his side. But is his body really perfectly glorified if it still has the wounds? Well, St. Thomas Aquinas, not the apostle, but St. Thomas Aquinas, gives five reasons why it makes sense that Jesus would still have his wounds even after he rose from the dead. I'll share three of them this morning. First, St. Thomas says that the wounds of Jesus are like an everlasting trophy of his victory. They're no longer considered a disgrace or a disappointment. Rather, Jesus retains his wounds as proof that death did not win. Second, Aquinas says that the wounds of Jesus will be our defense. That is, when the day of judgment comes and Jesus is there pleading on our behalf to the Father, he's going to show his wounds to the Father and say, "Look how much I loved this person. Have mercy on this person." That's truly the message of divine mercy that we celebrate today. Jesus isn't just cheering for us. He has the scars to prove it. And a third reason Aquinas gives for Jesus still having his wounds, even after he rose from the dead, is to reassure us any time that we doubt his love or question whether he really understands what we're going through. So when things are hard for you, you know, when you've lost someone you love, or a relationship is falling apart, you're sick, or your finances are unstable, and you say, "Lord, do you really know what I'm going through right now?" He'll show you his wounds and say, "Yes, I do." So it's okay, really, that even after Jesus rose, that he still had his wounds. So what does that mean for us and for our wounds? And by wounds, I mean our physical wounds. St. Augustine said that perhaps in the kingdom, the bodies of the martyrs will have traces of their wounds. Not a deformity, but a dignity, he says. Perhaps in heaven you'll see St. Maximilian Kolbe and his wounds from the fires of Auschwitz. You'll see St. Joan of Arc and her wounds from being burnt at the stake. You'll see Blessed Father Stanley Rother, who was shot in Guatemala 40 years ago. Their trophy of victory. And perhaps in some way you would even see your physical wounds. Maybe it will be a back that's hunched over from carrying children your whole life or working to provide for your family. Maybe it will be hands that are wrinkled from washing them 10,000 times to keep someone safe. Maybe you literally took a blow one day from someone who didn't love you, and you suffered in silence. One day, our bodies will rise again. And if our physical wounds are like Jesus' wounds, born out of love, then he will take them and he will make them glorious.